Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Penn's Nation Radio Show with host Nick Richter, Joe Depto, Andy Hughes, and Ken Will. Telephone lines are open at 1-323-792-2985. Once again, that number is 1-323-792-2985. And now, the biggest jagoffs I know, these guys. Maybe next time they'll pay an actual voice actor instead of using extranormal.com.
All right, and welcome to the Penn's Nation Radio Show. I'm Ken Will, here with Nick Richter, Joe Depto, Andy Hughes, and our special guest today, Bob Grove. The Vancouver Canucks and Boston Bruins are just finishing up Game 3. I'm not going to talk about the score because I think that's illegal.
If you are Ray Shiro and you have to make one move, if it's up to you to make one specific move, what is the one move you make heading into this offseason?
Look, if you go through the list of unrestricted free agent forwards, it's not very deep. It really is not. And the Penguins, I think if they had their druthers, they'd like to get make sure that they have somebody with a little more pop on the wing, and we'll have to see if James Neal can help fill that void. But, again, I'm not sure there's anybody out there on the unrestricted free agent list who's – I look at certainly and say, boy, there's a guy, if they get him, it might really, really help him.
We're kind of starting to get some more news come through, like with Craig Adams signing, and then some other some more rumors coming across as far as people who the Pens won't be bringing back or who they might be targeting come July 1st. And, some other things coming down along the way as far as, like, maybe Jaromír Jágr returning to the NHL and whether or not the Penguins would have any interest in him. And those are all things we'll be covering all through this week and through the show. But before we get too far along, we do want to introduce our guest tonight with the Penguins' first-round pick last year, Mr. Bo Bennett. How you doing, Bo?
Hey, guys, not bad. Thanks for having me.
You know, last year you were in the BCHL, and after your first year in Denver, do you feel, like, stronger physically and mentally than you did a year ago when you were in the BCHL?
Definitely. I mean, there was a lot of holes in my game that I didn't even really realize until I got to the college game. So to send back and watch some tape and watch some video and then get in the gym with their strength and conditioning coach was just, I can already tell, just get on the ice, I feel stronger. My first three steps feel faster, and I'm going to continue to work on those things and hopefully show some major improvements once I get to prospects camp in July.
He's been ranked as the 23rd best skater available in the draft, according to the NHL Central Scouting. He is a former Pittsburgh Hornet and an East Palestine native. Let's give a warm welcome to Mr. JT Miller.
Yeah, actually, the only reason I started playing hockey, I was the first one to start playing, but the only reason I started was because my dad, the Pens won the Cup in 91 and 2, obviously, and then he just started watching because they were winning. So then I was born a year later. So, I mean, if they wouldn't have won, who knows what I'd be playing right now, I guess. But ever since then, they were driving me from East Palestine, Ohio, all the way to South Point for hockey lessons, because that's the only place we thought we could find it. You know, it was an hour and a half away. But, that was pretty much the only lessons I've ever had. And it just kind of, I picked up the game quickly, and I love playing it. I played it a lot. And, things just started taking their course, I guess, the order I got.
Yeah, my favorite player growing up was Alexei Kovalev, and when he left, I was devastated. I mean, back just last year, it was awesome for me. I like just to watch him every single game and see how creative he is. I'm trying not to play like him, I guess. I think he's a little loafy, but he's getting older, so, I mean, his skills are outstanding, though. So,
how do you feel about Double J maybe coming back to the team?
Oh, that'd be outstanding. I love watching him play. Those two are my favorite players when I was growing up, and I thought that team that the Pens had in the early 2000s was the most exciting team to watch. I loved that team with Lang and Straka and all those guys, and I was little, and that's the only thing I knew was just everything we played was we were those guys growing up, I guess, and I mean, it'd be nice to see some of those guys get back on the team and kind of start over again with some more talented group.
Well, the latest report I got from a source close to Kennedy said that the two are completely, you know, just as far apart as can be.
We actually heard that the NHL confirmed to Jágr's agent that he will have to wait until July 1st to sign. They were under the impression that he would be able to sign before July 1st.
But apparently that is not the case. So looks like we're going to have to wait until July 1st. You know, the drama continues.
First things first, Yager did speak with Mario Lemieux, we believe it was this morning. And, boy, it sure sounds like both of them want this to happen.
Obviously, the topic tonight is going to be the NHL draft. Teams trying to make some trades to improve their teams in the present, while plenty of other teams are trying to draft the next big superstar in the NHL and improve their team in the future. I guess the main thing to think about tonight is it seems to be that a lot of people are very critical of the team drafting yet another defenseman. Joe Morrow from Portland of the WHL.
Kind of have a little bit of mixed feelings on it. Like you said, a lot of people are kind of up in arms about Shiro drafting another defenseman, which we are already pretty deep at defensively. On the other hand, I do like the pick because he is a good skating, puck-moving defenseman. So for me, it's a little bittersweet. I would have rather us drafted a Jensen. I love his shot. I think he would have looked good on the wing with us eventually down the road. However, I do see the benefit of drafting the best available position or the best available player.
Well, my first impression was, just like every other Penguins fan, is that we are acquiring another defenseman. But honestly, it almost seems like there was a role placed on this year's draft that the first round is going to be the defenseman draft, and the second round maybe we'll get the forwards, and then third round, you know, whatever. And then by the sixth round, they'll be talking about goalies and other things like that. But it was a very defensive, heavy draft at the very beginning here because I think, you know, a lot of that's just because there's not as big of a talent pool with defensemen as there are with forwards. So I think a lot of GMs were trying to get what they could while the picking was good with defensemen. Now, as far as Joe Morrow goes, honestly, I didn't know a whole lot about him. I had to do some reading and a little bit of research. And whenever I look at a defenseman and the first thing I see in the scouting report, it's a very good skater. That's a positive sign.
Yeah, I think like everybody else was probably expecting the Penguins to draft a winger, but I did not know much about Joe Morrow, but after researching this pick, it sort of makes sense to me. I like this pick a lot. Two-way defensemen are a very rare commodity in today's NHL. You know, they're really hard to find, and I think that when you draft those type of defensemen, it's better, you know, just to develop them through the system so that, you know, that they're used to the system when they're ready to come up into the NHL. Another big thing is that he played in Portland, which, you know, is kind of somewhat of a big stage, and he was in he was on their first power play unit as well, and he has a good shot from the point. So I like that. I like that a lot. And like Ken said, a good skater, and he can play both ways. So I think this is a really good pick for Ray Shiro and the Penguins, just drafting Joe Morrow.
Yo, kid, this Antoine, I'm just giving y'all a call back. To let you know that your car, I know you f***ed up your motherfucking tire, man. Just letting y'all know. Come out here, pick up your motherfucking tire. Just to be honest with you, I'm getting tired looking at your tire, come pick this shit up. It's out on East Broad Street. Come out on East Broad Street and pick up your motherfucking car, Ken. I know you've been sitting there making new songs about motherfucking Mike Ruffin. Writing all them fucking blogs and doing all that Penn's Nation radio shit. This fucking Antoine from East Broad Street Tires. I'm fucking sick of looking at your tires. Tired of looking at your tires. Get your fucking ass over here. Sick of looking for shit. Another thing. When I was in there at your house last time, you ate all my orange Skittles. I don't appreciate that. I don't like the kind of guy that eats on my own Skittles. So you know what? So pick up your tie again. And get your tie.
I'll get in my heart. Show him what I got. I want your revenge. You and me can start a battle, man.
But we're all extremely excited because of the fact that we're all, you know, if you don't know, I do the show typically from Columbus, Ohio,
because I live out of town, and we're all kind of spread out, Nixon Wheeling, but we've actually gotten a chance to hang out in the last couple of weeks, and you know, and some of our writers too, like Megan Herlihy, I practiced the
freaking
pronunciation.
That ain't how you say it, Ken.
How do you say Ashley's last name, Ken?
Yeah, I don't know how you say that. There it is. Like, she's in town as well. Really, the only person we're lacking at the moment is Ashley Longalola. Langlois. Jeez, man.
Lebrongo.
Should have went before the Iron City before I actually whipped it out. Oh.
That's what she said.
Keep in your pants, Ken.
We're going to interview a very special guest tonight. We're going to be talking to Simone Dupre. He is as top of a Pence prospect as they've had over the last few years. The guy's, I'm very confident saying the guy's going to be a fantastic defenseman in the league for years.
I think I'm NHL ready. I'm going to come into camp with the mindset that I'm going to make the team, and I'm not going to try to look at the other players. I'm just going to try to do my thing and show the Pittsburgh staff what I can do and that I can stay up there.
What a day, man. I know we've all been tracking flights all day long. Like, watch. I mean, it's Pens fans. We have stooped to a creepy new low. Even Dan Rosen, senior writer for NHL.com, really got a hint of it. He's just like, wow. Just kind of broke from his professional mold and realized exactly what was going on. And then, as much crazy stuff has happened, and there's 1,000 things, and we're going to recap the day a little bit here in just a second. It was all kind of brought to a head within the last half hour by the fellows at the Pens blog, who they were doing a live show, and they've been calling Peter Svoboda. They somehow got his number. They've been calling him up all day, and they finally got him to pick up an answer and actually got a response from him by saying that they were somebody else. We won't repeat who that was. But the Pens blog actually got the scoop that there is probably not going to be any word from Yager tonight.
Here with us live on the Pens Nation radio show, we have a special guest representing Jaromír Jágr, his agent Peter Svoboda. Peter, how are you doing today?
Very good, very busy. I'm falling a lot. Jágr do not like Jágr's cola. Can you ride the dogs you race?
No, you cannot. They're greyhounds. You break their back.
Jágr not interested in breaking back a greyhound. Jágr do not ride greyhound bus.
You know, Jágr, I personally, in my few dealings with Jágr, I actually like him, but he's a weird guy. He's a wishy-washy guy. You have to admit that about him. And then you consider his agent, Peter Svoboda. I mean, this guy... This guy's not all there. He kind of reminds me of a villain in a Bond movie. About him. Like, everything. It's like when you call a cell phone, he has really creepy music, his ring. And that's like, oh, European techno something. And like, he just, sometimes he's friendly, other times he sounds like he wants to kill you. So I just don't know what to make.
That's respect.
So, does that make Ray Shiro Roger Craig or Sean Connery?
That's a very good question, isn't it? I don't know. I'll let you guys decide that. But, yeah, I mean, Svoboda, I don't mean to rip on the guy. He just seems like a guy who's not equipped to be an agent of a superstar player. I mean, he just seems totally like a fish out of water. I don't know if he's incompetent or maybe Jágr's just driving him nuts. I don't know. That could be as well. But they're a very strange combination, and I can assure you, just from talking with some people, the Penguins are just completely annoyed dealing with Svoboda. I mean, they're going to scream. He's totally driving them nuts. So, you know, just another variable to the Jágr watch. Svoboda alone, there should be like a reality series on this guy, I think. this guy's unbelievable.
HBO 24/7 road to the Jágr signing.
Yeah, If Jágr signs, I hope Svoboda comes to the press conference. Trust me, we want to interview him as much as Jágr at this point.
Hey, guys. It's great calling in again tonight. This is John from Greensburg. I have breaking news on Jágr Watch 2011.
Fantastic.
Tell us.
Release.
Okay. A very reliable source that has given me this information is that Jaromir Jagr has officially been spotted.
Oh, really?
Really? Where? Where? Give us the scoop.
Gentlemen, I will give you the scoop. Jaromir Jagr has been spotted on the top of the Empire State Building.
I hope he's not going to jump.
Yeah.
Sources indicate that he is very distraught right now. There is Philadelphia news cameras with helicopters flying around the building. He is officially throwing Jagr butter at them.
Jagr butter.
So it's King Kong.
He is now very defiant towards the city of New York. He has sent out wild, rabid penguins to kill all the turtles.
We do want to address something that just got brought to our attention. And I'm not sure, you know, this is usually a pretty credible source of information. This is from the Delaware County Daily Times. Anthony Sanfilippo, he is the Daily Times beat writer for the Philadelphia Flyers. He also covers some of the rest of the NHL. I've spoken with him before on another radio show. He is a very credible source, but I'm not sure how far to look into this. This is what he posted the latest blog on his site. You can see it at anthonysintheroom.com. It says, just got off the phone with someone I trust. I was told Jagr has already told Lemieux he's going to sign with Pittsburgh and that the Penguins have a huge front page for their website ready to go live at noon tomorrow with a big welcome home theme.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Well, he sneaks around the world from Red Rock to New York City. He's a speedy European with an ancient name, Peter. He'll take you for a ride on a slow train to Detroit. Tell me, where in the world is
Jaromir Jagr?
Not Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Penguins and Ray Shear releasing a statement today saying that they have taken their offer off the table for Jaromir Jagr.
Of course, Tyler Kennedy has just re-signed for 2 years, $2 million per season.
I think Philadelphia is going to make a big push for him now. And you know what? To see 68 in a Flyers jersey, I swear to God, it will officially become the end of the world. If 68 is in a Flyers jersey, coming to the Console Energy Center, I swear to God, if he's in there, they will try to burn the place down.
I want that son of a bitch to sign with Philly. I'd even pay. I'd throw money in for him to go to Philly now. Because what I've got in store for him, you think my Chris has got it bad? Damn, Jagr will leave crying. I take a Kit Kat, shine it all up, turn it sideways and shove it up his candy ass.
Okay, Flyers Twitter feed. Per Flyers Dan Paul Holmgren, the Philadelphia Flyers have agreed to a contract with free agent right wing Jaromir Jagr.
What?
Why? Where's that?
Yeah, it's on the Flyers Twitter feed, on their official Twitter feed.
Is it the actual Twitter feed, or did someone make a fake
Flyers?
Yeah,
it's their official. No, it's their official, actual.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Jaromir Jagr is a Philadelphia Flyer.
Oh, my God. Today's show is more interesting, folks.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Holy
what
shit.
Happened for a minute.
Oh, my.
So, the number to call is 3-2.
It's freaking personal now.
792-2985.
Oh,
tell us how much you hate the Flyers. Tell us what you're going to do the next time you see Jaromir Jagr at Consol Energy Center in the black and orange. It's on, baby. It is on. I'm ready to go. Is it October yet?
I'm speechless.
$3.3 million apparently was the going rate for his services.
I assume you guys are as stunned as I am.
Yeah,
we are. We are.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I was just speaking with my colleague Rob Rossi, and we were trying to figure out if there's ever been a bigger heel turn ever, and I can't think of one on the top of my head.
Not outside of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Well, no, even in wrestling, we talked about the Mega Powers, which might be before your time, and the Macho Man turned on Hulk Hogan, but everybody saw that coming. Nobody saw this coming. I mean, I never thought Philly was a serious player at all.
It's kind of like the Rockers all over again.
A little bit,
Marty Jannetty.
Sure. And on this, I know for a fact the Penguins were really pissed off a couple of hours ago. I can't even imagine how they feel right now. I mean,
yep.
66 is livid. No doubt.
Hey, Cy, we have Pens Nation Andy live at Yager's house in Pittsburgh. We're trying to get him the courage enough to take a dump on Yager's front porch.
You give him a pep talk?
Tidoni.
A pep talk.
Oh, you pussy, do it.
Yeah.
Does he need the old man to come out there and help him out, show him how it's done?
Yeah. Why don't you guys join me?
Oh, if I were in Pittsburgh right now, I would be there in a heartbeat.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't make it for the end of the show.
He needs to just take a nice steamy dump.
A big, fat Philadelphia steamer.
Philadelphia steamer.
Oh, God, on top of all this, Flyers are talking to Max Talbot about a contract.
What?
Unbelievable.
It's a confirmed.
Yeah.
Max Talbot is a Flyer.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Max Talbot is a Philadelphia Flyer.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. All right, now I got to go to Max Talbot's apartment.
Yeah. Go down to the south side.
The five-year deal.
Five-year deal for Max Talbot.
Unbelievable.
Cheers.
Any word on the price?
Cheers to Paul Holmgren.
No word on that, but.
This is crazy.
Oh, my God. Shots fired, man. Shots fired.
We do have a special guest on tonight's radio show. He was just signed by the Penguins 11 days ago after scoring 42 goals in the AHL this past season with the Oklahoma City Barons. He is Mr. Colin McDonald. First off, Colin, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Colin, you had like I was mentioning earlier, you had a career season last year in the AHL. How does that really curb your expectations going into training camp this year? Does it really heighten them? Obviously, you're not content with staying where you are. It seems like everybody's goal is to make the NHL. What are your expectations coming into the season?
Well, my expectations is to play in the NHL. I think with the year that I had, I think I will get that opportunity at some point. When you're going through these negotiations, all you really have to go on is what they say to you as far as each team. And, that's the reason why I signed with Pittsburgh, is because from everything they said, if I play the way that I'm capable of playing, I should get that opportunity. And that's all I can ask for. I wasn't looking for the big contract. I wasn't looking for, all I was looking for is a team that I could trust as far as what they had to say in regards to giving me an opportunity.
We're joined live tonight by special guest Elianka Liriana, former employee of the Pittsburgh Penguins and obviously the daughter of the NHL great. Welcome to the show, Elianka.
Thank you. The NHL great Igor, a.k.a. the professor. Glad to be here, guys.
I'm sorry, Ken. We do have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name, and do you have a question for Elianka?
My name is Chad. My question for Elianka is Alex Ovechkin as ugly in real life as he is on TV?
Wow. I don't really like to name call, and I don't really like to He's certainly not the most attractive person out there, but you know what? He's going to be the first guy to say that he's well aware of that, and he has a great a way of just saying, you know, his modern life, it is what it is. So in terms of that, he'll just say, it is what it is. I know I'm not that attractive, but I don't think he worries much about that. If he were a model, maybe, then that would be of concern. But because he plays hockey and he gets beat up all the time anyways, with, you know, with cuts and pucks and sticks and stuff like that, it really doesn't concern him.
Yeah, instead of, you know, the Penguins, they have that beard-a-thon. They're actually going to start a poop-a-thon promotion on the Penguins website. So that'll be up soon. So we got the inside scoop.
We're still
going to whoop the rest of the league's butts when it comes to the poop-a-thon, just like we do with the beard-a-thon. Because if there's one thing Pittsburghers know how to do, it's leave a steaming pile of crap on someone's doorstep.
Especially after a night at Bachtown and Permane's.
We're going to be joined by the amigos, Andy Hughes, Ken Will, Joe Debzo, and Mike Darnay. He's our new intern. He's been on. Also joining us tonight from the Pittsburgh Penguins, you may know him from the in-game goal announcements, or maybe from the Powerball Power Play, Pens announcer Ryan Mill. Ryan, thanks for joining us tonight, man.
No problem. That'll be on my epitaph on my tombstone, the Powerball Power. But it'll be extendedly, you know, a very big tombstone, so you can put the whole thing on there. What's happening, guys? How are you?
Oh, man. Well, how'd I do? It was my impersonation of the Powerball Power Play. Did I pass? Did I make the cut?
Absolutely. If a bus should hit me, it sounds like you're the man.
Yes. All right. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you taking your time from playing Call of Duty and here with us tonight.
I wish you were kidding. Yeah. So I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. And now, a Deptodong identification right here on the Pens Nation Radio Network. Deptodong confirmed.
What in the heck was that?
What in the hell just happened?
You're up, Depto, I think.
Anyway, Ryan, this is Joe.
The fiasco with Jeremy Mills, the umpire, that totally screwed the parts in that 19-inning game against the Braves. There's a hashtag going on that said Jeremy Mills says it's safe.
Jeremy Mills? Yeah.
Jeremy Mills says it's safe, you know, to jump into a guild of lions, you know, with a meat tatia. Or I figured, well, it's going to be one of those boring nights where, they have beer at, like, a couple stations and, you know, hang out to look into leopards and stuff like that. And little did I know that it turned out to be like a rave. I mean,
what?
There was
the zoo?
Oh my god! Let me tell you, this place is called Summer Safari.
Were you on ecstasy?
Oh no! No one needed ecstasy that night because it was so hot that I mean, literally, you're getting
monkeys like doing
on.
Freaking funky butt love or something.
Instead of those girls that were walking by, I think they were, you know, doing some extroverted things while hanging from them vines there. So DK was up there with those quick watches.
Jeremy Mills would not be impressed.
For Joe Depto, Nick Richter, and Andy Hughes, this has been the Penguins Nation Radio Show. Take us out, Simone.
This is Small Day Prey, and you are listening to the Penguins Nation Radio Show.